Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, precious family, and welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here today. No matter where you're listening from, whether you're preparing for work, driving, resting, or just beginning your day, I believe God has ordained this moment for you. Today's devotional topic is When God Gives You Another Chance, and our Bible text is from Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 to 2, which says, Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Years ago, a well-known businessman named Walt Disney was reportedly fired by a newspaper editor because he was considered to lack imagination and good ideas. Imagine hearing that. The same man later built one of the most influential entertainment empires in history. Another example is Abraham Lincoln. Before becoming president, he faced multiple business failures, political defeats, and personal disappointments. Yet he refused to believe failure was final. And when you think about it, many people we celebrate today only became successful because they didn't allow one bad chapter to become the end of their story. What mistake have you allowed to define you? What disappointment made you believe your future was over? Here is a word of encouragement for you. Proverbs 24 verse 16 says, Though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. Notice the Bible did not say the righteous never fall. It says they rise again, not condemnation, not rejection, not, I'm done with you, but another chance. And somebody listening to me this morning needs to hear this clearly. God is not finished with you yet. Maybe you made mistakes. Maybe you walked away from an assignment. Maybe fear stopped you. Maybe people have already concluded that you failed. But our God is the God of another chance. There is something deeply comforting from the words of our Bible text today. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Jonah failed initially. God told him to go to Nineveh, but he ran in the opposite direction. Fear, discomfort, and personal bias pushed him away from obedience. And many of us have done the same in different ways. Sometimes God tells us to trust Him, but we run toward fear. Sometimes He asks us to forgive, but we hold on to pain. Sometimes He gives us purpose, but insecurity makes us hide. Yet after Jonah's rebellion, after the storm, after the fish, after the shame, God still came back to him. Oh, what mercy! Some people would never trust us again after one mistake, but God is different. Lamentations 3 verse 22 and 23 says, His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Did you hear that? Every morning means today comes with fresh mercy, not recycled mercy, not leftover grace. Fresh mercy. I don't know who this is for, but hear me clearly. Your past failure is not greater than God's grace. Maybe this year hasn't gone the way you expected. Maybe you've experienced loss, regret, delay, or embarrassment. But if God woke you up this morning, it means heaven is saying, your story is still being written. And sometimes, another chance from God does not look dramatic. Sometimes it looks like one more opportunity, one more interview, one more conversation, one more open door, one more morning to try again. Can I ask you another question? When God gives you another chance, what will you do with it? Because another chance is not just comfort, it is responsibility. Jonah eventually obeyed, and an entire city experienced transformation. Imagine if he had continued running. There are people connected to your obedience. Your family, your future, your generation may be waiting for your yes to God. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. That means God can restore wasted years. He can restore opportunities. He can restore joy. He can restore direction. Today, I prophetically declare over your life, every good thing delayed shall be restored in Jesus' name. Every opportunity you thought was lost forever, may God open a new door for you. Where people wrote you off, may God announce you. May grace speak louder than your mistakes. May God give you strength to rise again. And may this season become the beginning of a new chapter in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody listening today needs to stop condemning yourself for what God has already forgiven. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So why stay trapped in guilt when God is offering restoration? Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and think about this. What area of your life is God asking you to revisit? What dream have you abandoned? What relationship needs healing? What assignment have you been running from? Sometimes your breakthrough begins with a simple, Lord, I'm ready to try again. Actions for the day. Today, take one intentional step toward the thing God is calling you back to. Send that application. Restart that project. Pray again. Forgive again. Trust again. Believe again. Do not waste your second chance doubting yourself. And remember this beautiful truth. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God finishes what he starts. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this with me boldly. Today, I receive God's mercy and grace. I will not be defined by my past mistakes. God is giving me another chance, and I will walk in obedience, wisdom, and faith. Every closed door that aligns with God's will for my life shall open. I rise above fear, guilt, and regret. This day will work for my good. I am blessed, restored, favored, and strengthened in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God of another chance. We appreciate you because your mercy never fails. Today, I pray for every listener. Wherever there has been failure, bring restoration. Wherever there has been pain, bring healing. Wherever there has been discouragement, release fresh strength. Help us to obey you fully and trust you completely. Let today mark the beginning of a new chapter of favor, purpose, and victory. May our steps be ordered by you, and may your grace speak for us throughout this day. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this devotional blessed you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement today. You never know whose life could change because you shared a simple message of hope. Remember, failure is not final when God is involved. When God gives you another chance, it is proof that your destiny is still alive. Have a victorious and winning day ahead. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.